On.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
I'm Kira.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Aiden.
And this is Golf Radio. Before we like to start, I'd like to share that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Doing great?
Pretty good.
Snow is really nice.
The snow is very nice.
I don't like snow. I only like it when I can go to it. I don't like it coming to me, you know?
But like, I don't know. You can go back inside. Like, it's not like necessary to be outside. But like, I made bread yesterday, and I watched like Magical Winter Wonderland outside, and it was beautiful. So as long as like I'm in a place. Yeah,
okay, I like the snow, but it turns to slush way too quick, and then it's just annoying, and it's there forever, and.
Forever, and that's why I've never seen a road in years.
it's just been... for months, just the slush on end, and it's just not worth. I find I don't think it's worth the. The snow niceness, even though snow can be nice.
I feel like the snow was like kind of like rage baiting us, because for the past 2 days, right, what would happen was in the morning, beautiful snow was pouring, right, and then all of a sudden it hits like noon, and all the snow is gone. What's going on with that? Like I brought my sleds out to go sledding, right, and it's like a 20-minute walk to this nice hill, Keswick Park, right, and I'm walking. By the time I get there, there's more brown than white. Right.
That's messed up.
I go down the hill like three times, and the bottom of my sled is like, it's dirtied up. I can't sled no more.
You're sledding on mud.
It won't let me slide no more. Mm. Right. Dang. So I gotta walk all the way back home.
It might be rage baiting. Okay, I'll tell climate change that it should try and fix that so we can have snow throughout the whole day.
Definitely should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. That's a good idea.
I'm just gonna get straight into it. I think that snack companies have run out of flavors. I think like in the past, even just 5 years, there's been some obscene things coming out. We had everything is now pickle flavored, which is nasty. We have hot Cheetos in everything, which I think more started in like 2018, but like we don't need that in burritos. We don't need that in any exactly. We don't
pickled
need that.
Mac and cheese, yeah.
Oh my god.
I've seen that, yeah.
You've seen where?
I was some weird place, so I think it was like honestly I think it might have been a Walmart.
No way.
Walmart, are you in?
Evil Walmart. That's the evilest Walmart I've
pretty sure it was either the one at Lohe or the one at Coquitlam.
Oh my god. Pickled pasta. That I don't even know how.
I could understand pickles in some pasta, but not for mac and cheese, no, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant pickled. Like you pickled the noodles.
Oh no. It's pickles with it.
Okay.
Oh, pickles and hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Okay.
No pickles with mac and cheese.
Okay, I take a little bit of my outrage back.
Yeah,
that's still more suitable.
Not.
It's still terrible, but you know.
I feel like I'd try it. I wouldn't say I'd like it, but I feel like it's not something so bad that I wouldn't ever want to try it, you know?
That's fair.
It's one of those things where it's like, it sounds kind of curious, it sounds a little disgusting to me, but I kind of want to try it because it's not too disgusting, and hey, you never know, I might like it. Like, one of my favorite Subway orders is to put mustard and tuna together, and everyone thinks that's disgusting.
Oh.
But fish and mustard go really well together, and you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think me and Kira here are part of the everyone.
Okay. Yes, unfortunately, but explain to the audience here your reasoning for mustard, because you know we are outsiders, so
I don't know, it just adds more of like a tangy thing afterwards to like, because I just when I would order my Subway, it would just always be everything. We'd get like the tuna, then you'd put as much cheese as you can, load up with all the veggies, except for, like, I put light onions or something. As many sauces as I could, basically until they tell me to stop loading it up.
You put as many toppings on until the employees got scared?
Yeah, pretty much. I wanted to make sure I was getting my bang for my buck.
I don't know. I feel like the mustard and tuna tangy, I feel like that, like, when I think of that in my head, I think of, like, not showering for a couple days. So you get...
Damn. All right. Painful, dude.
I don't think I've ever, like, seeked out tang in fish. Like, when I think of fish,
I don't know.
Like,
I feel like it contrasts the flavor of the fish nice.
I could kind of see where you're coming from.
Maybe when people like a flavor.
Yeah, it's more of a compliment. I'm not like drenching it over top in mustard. It's just like there's mustard on top.
Like how you put like lemon juice on.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same idea.
Same idea, different lemon. Okay, fair.
Mustard lemon.
Mustard lemon. Oh, that's nasty. I just imagine that.
Sour mustard.
Sour mustard pickle lemon.
I'm a honey mustard guy through and through.
Really? I like honey mustard, but I don't have it that much, honestly. I prefer regular mustard.
I don't like mustard.
Not even honey?
No.
Damn.
Really? It just...
Honey mustard. Even for people who hate mustard, they like honey mustard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... I don't know. It's like rice that was doing a lot, and then they ground it up, and then they... That's it.
Sorry, rice? You mean like those tiny grains?
Yes. Whatever the mustard seed is, it's rice is doing too much. That's the mustard seed. Right? Oh, and then they ground that up and then made it to like a sauce. I just feel like, I don't know, it's not.
Yeah, that's weird because some honey mustard, like let's say I go to like Popeyes and they give me the honey mustard, right? It's like just yellow, right? Hmm. But I remember specifically there's KFC, right? I order the popcorn chicken, I get the honey mustard, and then it has the black seeds in it. Mm-hmm. I feel like that just adds texture a little bit though.
Yeah, sometimes like they take it out like in...
Sometimes.
Yeah, it depends on the brand, I think. I think it's also like with... I know some ketchups are more like more of a watery consistency than a like solider one. Like not like they're still ketchup, but like you know what I mean. Like if you get like a Heinz, for example, it might when you squirt it, you might get more of the ketchup juice before you get any of the tomato sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the crunchy mustard is like Dijon, so I think that's like
That is what it is. Like Dijon.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But anyways, back to the main point. Yeah, I feel like we're running out of flavors. Also, Sour Patch Kids are on everything. We're freezing more things, and there's just
air-dried candy is good though.
But the flavors of candy.
The flavors of, like we're running off.
Like if you go on TikTok right now and you open like the first TikTok shop, like food thing, you're gonna see. I don't either, but you're gonna see some crazy. It's gonna be like a cotton candy hot dog, with like. I don't know, Lay's salt and vinegar chips.
They had cotton candy ramen noodles at P&E last year.
See, and that's what I'm saying. We're just taking existing foods and then...
Making them worse.
Exactly.
They don't even... Those, like... I feel like the mustard one and the fish can compliment each other. How can noodles get complimented by cotton candy?
Exactly. Sweet and
salty?
Mm-mm.
Not even, though.
Sweet and salty, but then just eat sweet and sour sauce. Sweet and salty sauce. Just eat Chicago Mix popcorn. just melt Chicago Mix. It is not that hard. That those are the flavors you seek out. Do that on your own time. But don't make me see this on shelves. This is what you do with your own time. Yeah, with your blinds drawn past the hours of 6 p.m. You should not even advertise for this. That's messed up if you do.
I think
Jeffrey Dahmer would be more happy hiding this than the murder. Like,
I think the only time when like an overload of flavors works is there's this one really good place. It's at New West Station. Shout out Spud Shack.
Ooh, right? I've heard of them.
They have this one really good poutine. It's called the Guacho Cowboy. They just put like five different protein. They put a bunch of different sauce, chimichurri.
Yeah.
So aioli. Everything. They put everything on there. So just like more the merrier.
That seems beautiful. But see, you know how those are like existing sauces. They've existed before. Mm. So they work. Well,
what is there left to make though?
Inventions. You got
inventions. That's why we have so many like GMO fruits, right? We got cosmic apples. We got cosmic apples for GTA 6. We're like we're just inventing new fruits that have already existed to be like a little bit better, you know?
Well, technically, going back to the lemon thing, lemons don't exist naturally. They were a cross between an orange and a citron. So technically, life never gave us lemons. We made them ourselves.
Mm.
That lemonade was from us.
We made human lemonade.
Yeah.
We made human lemonade?
Very human.
So human. But yeah, what do you think is like the weirdest flavored thing you guys have ever seen like advertised or just have had?
There's a few.
Like flavor, not like combination. Like what is...
To be honest, all of these have been at P&E, but I remember one year they had soft serve ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese flavored.
Oh my God. Oh my
It tasted like cheese whiz. Ugh. Like a really bad cheese whiz. I didn't pay for it, of course. Someone just gave it to me for free.
Oh, since
I
was working there. Yeah, there was a reason that was free.
Yeah.
It cheese was worth- ice cream?
I wanted them to pay me after.
Yeah, that you deserve compensation after going through that. Yeah. That's... Oh, it's just frozen cheese whiz.
Yeah, pretty much. It was...
With more milk. Oh, my God. That's so nasty.
No, I think the worst... I don't think it's a flavor, exactly, but I had Bean Boozled, right? And that reminds me, like, people, there's a man-made smell, like fart spray.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm thinking, like, now we're on the topic of taste.
Yeah.
I feel like, why do people feel the need to make fart spray? Like, who does that benefit in society?
I think... Fart spray was invented when Impractical Jokers was invented, just so that
you're like, all right, Joe, we need something to really get that smell through the camera. And then they invented a fart spray.
The smell-o-vision. Mm-hmm. And that's why we can all smell our TVs now. No, yeah, fart spray doesn't do anything for anybody. Whoever invented Bean Boozled, I want them on CJSF. So we can just have a conversation about what was going on when you decided you wanted to make a jelly bean that tasted like vomit.
Yeah, I think they just liked, like, pain.
But, like...
I don't... That is disgusting.
Okay, for some reason, though, the jelly bean ones, they don't seem as weird. Because, I don't know about you guys, but I always kind of... I low-key kind of grew up on the Harry Potter books, and they had, like, those... The Burt's and Beans, every flavored jelly beans in there.
Yeah,
I think I know what you're talking about,
yeah. And, I don't know, that always just seemed like that to me. I never really thought of it, like, weird. Because they aren't really... Obviously, they're not real garbage or whatever. You just kind of think of it as a funny name as a kid or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. But, like, I don't know. I remember I did Bean Boozled with my family when I was, like, in grade 5. And I got toothpaste. I didn't even get a bad one.
That's good flavor.
That's a good flavor, but it was still so. It's not necessary, you know. We are running out of creations of dopamine. We can no longer make our own dopamine, and therefore we have to watch YouTube videos of people eating messed up flavors of jelly beans. And this is a bigger problem than jelly beans itself. But yeah, Bean Boozled is nasty.
Nasty, nasty.
Mac
nasty.
And cheese. Ice cream. Also terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad I got to talk with you about this.
All right. Should we go to a song now?
We should. We have the song Butterflies by Isaiah Falls. This is CJSF Radio. Thank you guys for listening. We got 90.1
FM. Hope you enjoy the song.
FM.
Thank you.
You're was Butterflies by Isaiah Falls. And up next, we got Losing by Joyce Rice.
Joyce Rice with Losing, and next up is Crisis Evasion by Maz B.
Don't make this hard for me, babe. You made it hard enough. Don't make this hard for me, babe. I'm in love with you, everything, but I ain't interrupted, famous, patient. Do nothing less than not messing with me. Seem to teach you a thing, but you're the worst kind of blessing that I think to. Just wake me up from this, baby. I'm on this dancing alone. Under the sun is the cold. See me once more fool and now hold on. Don't make this hard for me, yeah.
From the problem, oh, only time you reached out was your hand in my pocket, and I just agreed. Get all the things you said you never do, had ultimatums out the roof. Crisis of faith.
not left, but what's up to you under the skin?
To London to feel your glow. Oh, I-
That was Still Dreaming by Ravina Aurora. I love her voice. She's like magical a little bit. Anyways, do you guys think that there are any good sparkling water flavors?
Like, no.
Just ever?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
I don't like sparkling water.
That is fair, but flavor-wise?
There's not flavor. They all taste the same, just slightly worse.
Mmm. Okay.
I don't know about what Sean just said, but I can agree that sparkling water on like regular flavors, like without a flavor, does not taste good. No. There is a flavor.
It's carbonation.
Oh. Carbonation is not good.
Tastes like if you just like drank the Soda Stream.
Yeah.
The gutter of Soda Stream. That's what it tastes
like. Right. So I would never drink sparkling water on its own. Right.
That makes sense.
But with any sweetener, it tastes good.
Okay, I can give you that. Some sweeteners, not even almost, all.
Yeah, no. Some
sweeteners. Do you add your own, or is it like...
Yeah, I had like you just buy some like sweetener from the store and you just add some in, it's perfect. But the thing is...
Flavoring or sweetener?
I use them interchangeably.
Okay.
Like when I say sweetener, I never use like straight sugar in there.
Okay, that's what I thought you was. I was like...
But the thing is, all the flavor packets taste the same to me.
That's fair.
Right. And actually, sorry, now that we're on the topic of carbonation... Right, I just want to say between Coke and Pepsi, there is a flavor difference. I don't like Coke.
What do you mean?
Oh, Pepsi, so that's the so wrong.
Pepsi is so much worse.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't like Coke? Pepsi tastes too cold.
Pepsi tastes
like it's lacking.
Yeah, it's lacking.
See, here the thing for me, right, is I think that Coke, like, it actively tastes bad. Like, I feel like it's eating away at my mouth. Like, you know how people say after you eat a pineapple, it's eating you because it's like some chemical in the pineapple, right? Yeah. That's how I feel with Coca-Cola. But it, like, I can feel it. With Pepsi, it actually tastes sweet. I can taste some flavor.
Due to lack of other flavor.
Fun fact about Coca-Cola as a company is that they are the only company in the entire world that is actually legally allowed to bring coca plant into the Americas.
That's cool.
Because part of the original recipe had cocaine leaves in Coca-Cola, which is a true fact because the original founder was a World War One or Two. He was in the war, one of them, and he wanted a drink to keep him awake and stuff. He was already kind of addicted to cocaine at the time, so he just made a drink of a cola with it, and it kind of hit off with some of his squad mates or whatever, and it just became a thing. And then eventually they realized they can't sell the cocaine aspect to children, so they reworked the recipe, but it still technically does have the coca leaf in it, just no cocaine.
That's cool.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I feel like the mystery of Coke is like the same thing with like KFC's chicken, right? Because they have like how many secret herbs and spices?
11 herbs and spices.
11 herbs and spices, right?
Salt, pepper, paprika. No, I don't know. I know salt and pepper are two.
Doxing KFC.
Salt and pepper are two of them. I'll figure the rest out.
Salt, pepper. Paprika.
Yeah, I got a hunch. Salt, pepper.
I think there's thyme and rosemary, actually.
See, they have these 11 spices, but every time I dig my teeth in KFC, whew.
KFC doesn't taste good anymore, honestly. Can't. I like Popeyes more.
I never really go out for like fast food chicken. It doesn't appeal to me. But I have KFC, and it's kind of like slimy, like under the skin.
Yeah,
like no, if you bite that, off and it slides, it's like
too greasy. That's right.
Exactly. It's not appealing. But anyways, back to Coke. I'm still kind of passionate about this. It just like
it's more
full. It's more robust in flavor. There's actually like flavor behind it. There's sub flavors. Like if Coke is a genre, right? Mm-hmm. And you got the first two flavors are A and B, right? You have D and F and